You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Welcome to NITV Radio, Jasmine.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, we're catching up in a very specific context. I can't help but first ask you how you're going through this health crisis of COVID. How are you faring?
It's been a really huge, tumultuous week, I think, ever since the outbreak and the red zone was declared in the Northern Beaches. We kind of had to go into a bit of crisis mode here at Campbelltown Arts Centre with my project, just figuring out if certain artists or creative people needed to go home for the holidays, that they may need to get out of Sydney now. We weren't sure if we were going to be able to do these last few days. We're really hoping that the Greater Sydney lockdown would not go ahead so that we could work, but also so that we could get out Sydney in time for Christmas.
Yeah, and now you've been able to rehearse, and I've just got you on one of your last days of rehearsal. Now, tell us about this world premiere event, heavily anticipated for the 2021 Sydney Festival.
It's a contemporary dance theatre piece called The Complication of Lyrebirds. It's a work that delves deep into Indigenous identity. I've been looking a lot at my own family history and working in collaboration with Kane Sultan Babbage, who's a dancer and collaborator on the work, and also the other creatives in the work, Naretha Williams, composer, Harley Shepherd, who's my sister, but also the dramaturg. So all of our shared histories and how we feel that identity, the pressure of proving your Aboriginality is very real and comes out in many different ways. And looking back three or four generations and looking at the impact of the White Australia policy and things such as the exemption form and the dog licence, how they actually been thrust upon us by White Australia policy and White Australia, and now coming back to the present as individuals, we're feeling the repercussions of those, I guess it can be called an identity crisis, but I think it's more, this work is more talking about how, because we've had so much taken away from us in many different ways, every single one of us as Aboriginal people, identity is personal, it's a personal journey, it's ours, and it can be murky sometimes.
Why did you choose the lyrebird to describe this complex?
I knew I wanted to create a work exploring identity and these stereotypes that we are pressured to fit into these boxes. The story of the lyrebird kept coming to me throughout the first development. In looking at the bird and how it's such an incredible mimic, how it's used mimicry as a tool for survival, as a tool for finding a mate so that the species can continue, how it's been able to fit into different environments and camouflage, I guess, by trickery and mimicry. I feel like it's been in watching the bird and really meditating on what this incredibly elusive bird is a really good metaphor for us as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people and our incredible level of survival through being able to be adaptable, being able to walk into any space and just be able to put on a different hat or just fit in. And, you know, you walk into like a room full of white people and you know how you are expected to talk or how you're going to have to communicate in order to have your voice heard. You're back home with family. You know how to fit in that world. You're the one Indigenous person in the room in an Indigenous role at work, and the things that you have to put forward to be able to have your voice heard there. So I really see us as incredibly resilient, as really clever at survival, and the things that we have had to do throughout the generations in order to stay alive, to exist, it just blows me away. Looking deeply at this bird, I think the question has really come to me, what is this bird underneath this incredible talent to be able to mimic every sound it can hear around it? What makes up the lyrebird? And I guess that's the question that I'm trying to ask with my work. It's that each of us has something inside, like something inside that is purely ours, that is so personal and deep, and that is something that nothing else can touch, that none of these other stereotypes or boxes or different hats or personas we have to put on to please other people will ever be able to touch that, because that goes deeper.
Yourself, you navigate both worlds, both cultures seamlessly through your work, and you seem to be very successful in that. Does it come seamlessly, as I just said, or comes with some level of frustration as well?
Yeah, I think there's definite frustrations. And I think in creating this work has been my way of sifting through those frustrations. They're more frustrations on what is received from the outside. So the outside pressures of what it means to look or sound like an Aboriginal person, and what if I don't meet those expectations that other people have, and yet I have a unique story and my family has a unique story and we know who we are, but just because we don't fit the mold sometimes, you know, people question that. And that really comes from colonisation and the effects of colonisation. But also within myself, I feel like, you know, I do straddle both worlds. My mother is Hungarian, Ashkenazi Jew, and Irish. My dad is Aboriginal, Chinese, and English. So there's a lot in the mix.
What you try to show in this work is this, when people are compelled to show their Aboriginality, so this must be something that you have to to grapple with on a regular basis yourself.
Yeah, definitely. But I do feel that because I grew up here in Australia, not somewhere like Hungary, or my grandfather's from America or like China, that my spirit is here. It's embedded in this country. And that's, I guess, why my Aboriginality has been a huge part of my identity. But those other elements are, like, you know, they're more part of the journey that I think that I want to explore in the future, that I don't know much about. And I am curious about. One of the most enjoyable parts of creating this work is exploring how funny and the humour in all these different personas that we are expected to fit into by white Australia. It's been really funny. So I hope that within my work that humour really comes through, and that tongue-in-cheek, light-hearted humour, I guess, is balanced with those really deeply painful parts of the white Australia policy that a lot of us had to deal with.
So you can
kind of see the humour in how we all have to deal with our traumas. I think it's something as well that we as First Nations people do really well.
And this will take place between the 20th of January and the 23rd of January 2021 at the Campbelltown Art Centre. Now, for non-Sydneysiders who might not be able to travel to Sydney, especially also considering the current situation, health crisis, will you be taking this new piece of work to other places in Australia and overseas as well?
Nothing is confirmed or booked in as yet, but I definitely hope that wider Australia and lots more people will be able to see it. So who knows? hopefully we get to take it around a little bit.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.